Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome. I'm Irene Quayle. Climate change has made its way to the top of the European political agenda, and the issue continues to occupy scientists from all fields around the world. Paleoclimatology is a combination of archaeology with the most modern scientific methods and technology for analysing our planet and its atmosphere. By finding out how the temperature changed and how life on Earth was affected by such changes over millions of years, paleoclimatologists hope to improve on models to predict the future course of climate change. Dr. Rainer Gersonde is a geologist and paleoclimatologist at Germany's Alfred Wegener Institute for Polar and Marine Research. He's been working on these issues mainly in Antarctica since 1983. I asked him how delving into the past can help us cope with climate change in the future.
Well, we have some archives which we can use to reconstruct past climate in a quantitative way. So this means we can reconstruct temperatures, temperature change. And we have, when we go to ice core records, even the possibility to reconstruct past changes in the composition of our atmosphere. Our archives, this is ice cores and sediment cores in the marine environment, but also on land from lakes. In the north, we have even another one, and this is coming from permafrost.
What do results of research so far tell us about the importance of the polar regions in climate?
Now, polar regions have a major impact on global climate. Everywhere on the world, the processes in polar regions have an effect. One of the major effects is in coastal regions. Coastal regions are inhabited today by about more than 50% of people living on Earth in these areas. They are somehow affected, of course, in their survival in the future by sea level change. So if sea level rises in polar ice, there is enough water to rise sea level by about 80 meters. And if everything gets inundated, you can think about what happens. Yeah.
But we don't have to look back millions of years to understand that.
No, well, we have the possibility now to look back at high resolution, let's say the past 200 or 400,000 years, to get somehow an understanding on natural climate changes. And what we see is that there are very rapid changes in the past, which occur in time periods of only several decades to several hundreds of years. And what we see also is that the climate on the northern hemisphere and the climate on the southern hemisphere is linked, but it's not occurring synchronously. So there are mechanisms behind driving global climate which we need still to understand, and which are again linked to the global ocean and the circulation, what we call the global conveyor belt, which transports heat and nutrients throughout all the ocean basins. The help we can get from paleoclimate reconstructions that is that we learned something about the mechanisms. We know that there are people, or we have people working with numerical models which simulate our Earth's climate, and they can also simulate future scenarios of climate. But these models, they depend now on how they are constructed. So one needs to construct them in a certain way, and that means that one needs to know how the climate works. And the best way to understand that is to go back in time and to see how climate changes in terms of ice volume changes, temperature changes on the ocean, the changes of living organisms, plants, and animals in the ocean, how they were changing in their distribution and how they were acting on that. So if we know this, we can get a better modeling, and so at least we can get better information how long it will take to get changes, where the main changes would occur. And as I said, polar regions are most important for global climate because there we have the big refrigerators, which are still cooling down the water, which have an impact on the sea level, and this cooling down of water, of ocean water, the production of new water masses has also a global effect, because these waters, they spread out over the entire ocean and they transport heat, so energy, but also nutrients. And for that reason, they steer the climate today and also in the past. And if we change this, so if we just take away ice, which is cooling down certain areas, and then we stop certain water mass production, we get a very different circulation pattern, which also occurred in the past, and where we can then see what happens when we stop this circulation system, what happens, and then we can use this information for modeling.
Dr. Rainer Gersonde from Germany's Alfred Wegener Institute for Polar and Marine Research, explaining how learning from the very ancient past can help us cope with the challenges of climate change.
This is a download from Deutsche Welle Radio. For more information, visit our website at dw-world.de.